Well, here we are again. Welcome you guys to Random Radio. My name is David Bolander, and I apologize for not getting this episode out on time. I could make 1,000 excuses, and I'm only going to make one big one for now, and that is I forgot. In the midst of the new year, I may or may not have forgotten to record a podcast episode Sunday night. And then today is Monday, and I realize, oh, I still haven't done that. I need to do that tonight. So I am going to record this tonight and either post it tonight or tomorrow morning, so, which would then be Tuesday the 3rd. But anyway, don't worry. And by the way, the reason why I'm doing it and not just letting it pass is because, here's my reasoning, okay? If I don't do it today, or rather tonight, I'm not going to do another podcast episode ever. It's not going to happen. And that's just because I'm a lazy person, generally. And so I know if I let it go once, I'm going to have to let it go multiple times, and I don't really want that. And so, I don't know, that's what I'm going off of. And so this is how we're doing things now. But anyway, so I have two main topics I want to talk about, and we'll see how long this video gets. But so the first one that I wanted to talk about, and we might not get to both of them, by the way, I might just save the second one for another one, but while I have this topic fresh in my mind, let's talk about friend groups, okay? Like, you know those things that you had in high school or elementary school or even middle school where you and your friends formed a little bit of a group that was just kind of like, you know, like, it's hard to describe, like, if you were to, like, well, you all know what I'm talking about, right? It's where, like, a bunch of friends get together into a group consistently, right? Well, I don't really have one of those, and there are a few reasons for that, mostly due to the fact that I'm not really a people person, and also I have major social anxiety, and I generally don't particularly enjoy being around lots of people. And so I enjoy having one-on-one discussions with, like, one or two friends, but I cannot do social groups for very long without getting totally burnt out, which happens a lot more than you could imagine. But anyway, social groups, or friend groups, whatever you want to call it. As I said, I don't really have any friend groups, but I've had that particular thing accepted for probably about a year now. Actually, I'm pretty sure that, like, so flashback, okay? It was the first trimester of my sophomore year, right? Speech class, a kid tells me, because we had a podcast project for our speech class, and he says, hey, you have a really, really good podcasting voice. So I was like, oh, thank you. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and here I am having a podcast. And, you know, where was I going with this? I keep forgetting where I'm going with any of this, but having a podcast, you wouldn't imagine that I would be, that I would have insane social anxiety. You'd imagine that I would be, like, I don't know, semi-normal and I say normal in air quotes because I mean, like, you know, that awkward person. Whenever you think of social anxiety, you think of the person who just can't deal with people. And for the most part, that's honestly me. But I mean, like, it's to a degree that I can control it and I can manipulate how it works and when it works, to a degree. But I mostly don't like talking to people, or I don't like, you know, approaching people, just because, you know, I don't know, one, then they always tend to waste time, and two, then, I don't know, I just can't handle people for too terribly long. I usually like to just, honestly, I'd rather be sitting in my room recording a podcast than going out and talking to all my friends. And yes, believe me, I do have plenty of friends, and I'm so happy with that. I'm honestly really happy where I am in my friend group and my social group and everything. I'm really happy with where I am, because, I mean, like, I have lots of one-on-one friends that I can talk to, and if I need to gather them to go all together, then I'm sure that they would be happy to. And so don't think that I'm like a sad, lonely person, because to me, being what most people would call lonely is normally just like, I don't know, it's that's like my peace and quiet. That's my peace. That's where I find my, like, that's where I function best, right? Is when other people aren't really around or there's some background noise. You know, that's where I function at my best. Versus most other people, the majority of the world, I'd say, which actually functions highly off of just, you know, running off of other people. And that's not necessarily a bad thing either. Like, it's good, honestly, if that's what works for you, then it's good to have lots of friends and have a big friend group. Like, honestly, that's amazing. Good for you, bud. But just for me, friend groups don't really work out very well. And believe me, that took me a year and a third to, or a year and a quarter, actually, or 1.25 years to probably actually figure that out and to figure out, you know, I don't really like having friends. And like, that sounds like a super sad thing, but honestly, it's amazing. At least for me and for, I guess, people like me, and from my friends that are like this, then they're like, yeah, I don't really like talking to lots of people too, so I just have a few one-on-one friends, and that's what I'm happy with. And in all genuinity, whatever that word would be, in that sense, then, like, I'm a happy person, believe me. Like, don't think that I'm, like, a sad person who really just wishes that he had more friends. No, I believe in my heart, and I, you know, that I am a happy person, right? That, you know, it's very difficult to describe, how to describe it to people, because everybody that I tell this to is just like, no, but you must be so sad not having any friends. And for me, then that just doesn't really make sense. You know, I don't really like having lots of friends. As I said, I'd rather record a podcast video in my room alone than go up and talk to friends. Now let me say this. I'm I won't necessarily avoid people. I love talking to people one-on-one. I just can't do like big massive groups. They just overwhelm me for some reason. My brain just can't quite handle it. Maybe it's because it subconsciously tries to listen into like everything. But for me, then that kind of stuff, like big groups, don't really work, which is just a me problem. But yeah, that's one of the biggest things with me and friend groups. And I mean, like, my friends have big friend groups, right? I can't really hang out in those friend groups just because personal choice. But I'm really happy that they can learn to accept that, oh yeah, this is what I want, this is what I want, and this is what I'm happy with, right? Like, they're super happy having big, huge friend groups, but they're also pretty good at having one-on-one conversations, which is amazing, honestly. The fact that people are out there that can actually do that, that can actually, like, function how they want and how they're happy, and, you know, make other people happy in reality. Like, as I said, I won't necessarily avoid people just because I don't really like talking to lots of people. I'm just, you know, antisocial in a way. But, you know, it's not that I'll avoid people. It's like, if you talk to me, then I'll totally be super, super happy to see you, right? It's just a matter of when you come on with your big, huge friend groups, and I'm totally not going to come up and talk to you. Heck, I probably won't ever come up and talk to you, but just because that's a personal decision. But, you know, that's how things are sometimes. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy with my situation, no matter what other people tell me I should or shouldn't be happy with. I'm happy with what I've got. But, yeah. And, you know, and my dad, I know that when he was in high school, he had a big friend group, as far as I can tell. Though he was decently similar to me and this is all just from what I can gather. I'm probably totally wrong in that, but, you know, that he's, I don't know, similar, I guess, to me. But anyway, you know, and my mom didn't really have too many friends in high school, and she gained all her friends in college and through work and stuff like that. And so that's what I'm currently working on. Well, no, not necessarily. I have my friends, and I'm happy with the friends I have, and that's not a lie that I'm telling to myself, okay? Like, a lot of people, I've had a fair few people tell me, well, you're just lying to yourself, right? And I've had that thought come up to myself. And so I did a lot of huge, massive introspection that really took a lot longer than it should have. And I learned this about myself, that I really am just not a people person, and I'm okay with that, and that everybody should be okay with that. Like, I guess that's the point I'm trying to get to for this podcast, and that I've been struggling so hard to get to so far this episode over the past, like, 10 minutes, you know? I didn't really know how to describe it very well. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that, like, it doesn't matter if you have lots of friends, or if you have no friends, or if you have just a handful. You know, it doesn't really matter. It just matters on what you're happy with, right? If you're happy having lots of friends, go for it. Have lots and lots and lots of huge friends, of huge friend groups, right? Do that, if that's what makes you happy. If it makes you happy to sit in your room alone, make sure to go out and touch grass every once in a while. But believe me, like, don't feel sad for yourself if you are happy, right? If you're a happy person, and, you know, and you've done introspection, and you're just like, yes, this is what I want, definitely, then there's no reason to feel sad about it. There's no reason to be like, well, I'm not as good as this other person because they have lots of friends. No, that's not how this works. It works more on a basis of what works for you. It's, I guess, to put it in a metaphor, then it's like skiing, or it's like learning how to ski, right? As you're driving up to wherever you go skiing, all your family and everybody who's going up with you is going to tell you, like, oh yeah, this is how I ski, this is how I do it, this is how you're supposed to do it, right? And this is what other people will probably tell you, right? But the truth is, and this is mostly my advice, but also a lot of other people's advice, believe me, for skiing specifically, but, I mean, this works for everything, really. It's you who really needs to figure out what works, right? Like, so there are two main ways of, like, I guess, stopping in skiing, which is to make a really sharp turn, or to do something like a pizza shape with your skis, right? And so my dad, he does the sharp turn, because that's what he was taught, and that's what he's comfortable with, right? And honestly, it just depends on the person, on who likes to do the snowplow or the pizza versus who likes to do the big turn. Like, I like to do the pizza, right? That's what I do. Just because that's what works for me. And I don't know. It's, I mean, like, all the greater to you that you can figure out this is what works for me, right? Because that's all that really matters, is that it works for you. And, you know, that's what I think that's what I've been trying to get at this whole episode. But, yeah, I guess don't be sad that you don't have too many friends. If that's, like, if you want lots of friends, believe me, every friend out there that you will ever make is only 24 hours away. That's, at least that's what I've always been told. And I truly do believe that, you know, every friend that you will ever make, or every friend that you want to make, is 24 hours away. All you have to do is go up and say hi, right? And usually, most of the time, that's a pretty good indicator of, oh yeah, this is going to be my friend, is if they say hi back, even, right? Like, I won't say that it's not going to be hard, because I know that it's going to be hard. That's just a fact. But in my experience, then, it's been better if you're happy not having many friends versus getting lots of friends and realizing you're not happy, right? That's been my experience, and I guess that's kind of the whole point of this podcast, is just that I can share my experiences with you, because I've been told I've had some very unique experiences with how things work. And so I guess that's the whole point of this podcast, is just to be like, hey, this is what works for me. And honestly, if it doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean that all hope is lost. Right? There are other things that you can try, and there are are a whole bunch of different ways that I'm sure you'll be able to figure out that will work for you, because not everything works for everybody. It's not a one size fits all, right? Especially in the way of mental health, like it, and even more so in the way of social health. Like, it's not a one size fits all. It's a, this is what I want and this is what I'm happy with, right? And I mean, to a decent extent, then that is 100% true. That, you know, it's better to be happy than it is to have more, right? And that has been proven through multiple different legends, stories, and it's also been proven in real life. Like, I believe me, I'm a living testament to that. That, you know, it's better to be happy than it is to have the most, right? And if making other people around you makes you happy, then make other people around you happy, and all the better to you. And I mean, like, if making it, and here's where it reaches the extent where if it's, it makes other people miserable, or it makes, if you make other people miserable, it makes you happy, that's where it reaches kind of an extent. And at that point, then you need to probably go into therapy, just because, you know, there are things that we can do to help with that, because just know that it's not okay to, you know, I guess I'm trying to ward off any, serial killers or, you know, psychopaths. And I mean psychopath by the technical definition, not by the media definition, right? Which means, like, so the media definition is just like an absolutely insane person that is just totally hellbent on killing people, which is not really the case. A psychopath is somebody who is antisocial, and they actually don't find any, like, they find enjoyment in hurting people, and they, in most cases, at least, that's not in every case, but in most cases, then that is. And then, you know, but anyway, I wasn't here. I guess I'm not here to give you a psychology lesson on psychopaths or sociopaths. But I mean, you know, just find something that works for you, right? Whether that be having all the friends or having no friends or having a few friends, you know, if whatever works and whatever makes you happy. And, you know, just, I guess, try to remember that. And honestly, it works for every aspect of life, right? And I'm not going to put it into an example because we're almost 20 minutes long on this episode, which is insane. But, you know, I guess have a good day, you know, or night, or whenever you're listening to this, you know, just have a good time. And I hope that you guys had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I really hope you did, because I totally forgot to post an extra video. I wanted to post an extra video for Christmas and New Year's, but I totally forgot. And so here's how I'm saying it now. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from before, you know, and I guess be safe, live a happy life. And that's, you guys have been listening to Random Radio, and my name is David Bolander. Thank you guys for listening.